This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It has been in the political cycle in North Dakota, hasn't it? Actually, about this time, we start the show like we always do. Call comes in the middle of the hour. Hey, Heidi Heitkamp wants to get on and talk about how she's victimized a number of people. In a letter, she was trying to say Kevin Cramer was victimizing people, but women specifically. Scratch your head there a couple of times. You're going to run an ad to say your opponent is victimizing women and you run an ad victimizing women by having them have their names there when they didn't give you permission to do it. Calling sexual assault victims when they're not. So to her credit, she came in and came on the show, and last half hour of the show yesterday, we had a conversation with her. Media, in my opinion overall, has not done a very good job of this. It's just the usual sort of, oh, she's apologizing, and it's over. National media, too, has not really picked it up. But you know what I want to have a conversation about? I want to have a conversation about victimization, all right, and using groups of people, groupthink to put forward to advance a political cause. Folks, a woman with a four-year-old daughter is in hiding at this very hour. She had to seek safety from her abuser, fled her home for a new city, because Heidi Heitkamp wants to be a U.S. senator for another 6 years. This woman was outed by a reckless campaign. So bent on power. So consumed with victimizing women. So consumed with groupthink. You know, this is how this happened. Look, first of all, they've raised a lot of money. Chuck Schumer set up a lot of appointments for Heidi Heitkamp to raise a lot of money, which is why the Kavanaugh vote happened. Why in the world nobody can connect those dots is beyond me. A third-grade Cub reporter figures out, look, you have all this money from all these places a long ways from North Dakota. The minority leader now owns your vote. And he got it on Kavanaugh. So this campaign is, it's bouncing off the walls. I mean, every national prognosticator is saying, you know, it's over, it's done. Chuck Todd from NBC, for crying out loud, they couldn't be any more liberal opining, hey, she was going to lose before this and she's going to lose worse now. So that's what everybody says. I don't listen to him myself. I think we have a campaign to talk about, to discuss, to ponder, to toss around between now and Election Day, which is 20 days away. Unbelievable. But so this campaign got all this money, and it's like, you go do that. Yeah, run an ad. Yeah, you just go on Facebook, find a bunch of names, throw them up there, get them out. Go. Do it. And then when it unravels from all this reckless behavior, then it's, oh, I'm so sorry. This is terrible. This is awful. You're not kidding. It is. But I think there's something worse even that was done here. Even the particulars that she has apologized for here. And I will give her credit for not hiding behind it. I mean, I don't know that she had any other choice, but she did come out and say, you know, there's no excuse for this. I'm not going to say anything to make it better. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's bad. It's awful. Okay, well, it is. But what's worse? What's worse? What's worse than the fact that this woman now has an abuser that knows where she and her daughter call home? Gut-wrenching cruelty. Why did this have to happen? Well, one, it was done to improve the fortunes of a failing campaign. A campaign that finds itself way behind in every poll to Kevin Cramer. So, yeah, I'm sure that name's good. Put it on there. I mean, sexual assault victims, you know, just go. But why aren't we asking this question, folks? Why aren't we asking the question, why would somebody use the sexual assault of a woman for a political purpose? Why would Heidi Heitkamp think it's okay to use the personal pain of individuals for political gain? What is worse than that? Of course it was wrong to use the names of the women that didn't give their permission and wrongly identify women as victims. I guess there's a lawsuit already being put together and GoFundMe pages set up to fund the legal expenses and to take this on, and that'll be ugly. But you know what? She can pay that out of campaign funds. That won't cost her personally. It's really not that big a deal. They'll pay, and they'll pay big. But it's not a personal cost to Senator Heitkamp. Just comes from Chuck Schumer's friends in the campaign coffers. But I'd like to know if the question I raise here, whether it's okay to take someone's personal pain and try and get a political gain out of it. In a bizarre twist of this whole thing, the point of her ad was to criticize Congressman Cramer for saying that the Me Too movement intended to make victims of all women. Now her ad proves the point. In my mind, that was not an incompetent editing mistake, but rather a miscalculation of North Dakotans. Heidi Heitkamp and the crowd she runs with live in a bubble that thinks every woman is the same. They hate all men for being men. Women are individuals, not a demographic group to be played like every other identification. They're not political pawns. Don't demean women to think they all think the same and belong on your ads because they think like you do. And of course they want to take on Kevin Cramer. Just throw them on there. That demeans women. That victimizes women. Now there's a backlash, and of course she's sorry for what she did. But has she proven herself unfit to even serve as a result of this? What should happen now? Will this impact how you vote? Or is that decided? I mean, that'd be one way to repudiate this kind of behavior, I guess. I'd love for us to be the beacon of common sense, to be the place identity politics dies once and for all. Wouldn't that be a nice, noble achievement for us as North Dakotans? In my mind, if Heidi Heitkamp cares as much about her victims as she claims, you know, she'll suspend the campaign. She'll back away from it. She'll do something immediately to say. Otherwise, it's more about damage control and finding these women than it is about the bigger picture. That's where I find myself the day after, pondering this a little bit. But I'm very, very curious to find out what you think the impact should be or will be as a result of this. And whether or not you agree with me or disagree with me on the fact that never, ever, ever should it be okay to take, in this case, a group of sexual assault victims and want to park them over there in an ad to help you politically. And just assume everybody wants to help you. We found out that's not the case. Many of these women are saying, hey, this, you know, I wasn't going to vote for her, and I, you know, this is bad, and, you know, I was going to vote for her. I'm not going to vote for her now. I've been amazed at the courage of these women that have spoke out. I have restrained from offering them a place to come here because I feel like I'm going to do the same thing then, right? Then I'm taking these women and now using them to speak out against Heidi Heitkamp. On the other hand, they deserve a platform, so I don't know. We may at some point. But I've so far resisted because I just don't want to do the same thing they do. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You've heard what I think. I want to know what you think. Should this ever be okay for political gain? Set aside the controversy of the moment. We know that's wrong, stupid, reckless, all of that. Should this ever be okay? 258-0550 or text us. We'll take your questions and comments on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and Alexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Ciara, what's on your mind? Kevin, if you could find the opening question that I posed to Senator Heitkamp yesterday. We're going to play that here in a little bit. What am I trying to say here? I maybe I read this wrong, took this wrong, and Todd and Kevin, I'd like your opinion on it. So stay close. I'm going to go to some calls here because they're waiting to weigh in. But I did take a little bit of offense to what she had to say for a couple of reasons, and I want to share with you and see if it was the first question I asked was actually wasn't related to the controversy of the sexual assault victims being politically used as pawns in this ad. It was more about like why now? Why all of a sudden you want to come on the program now? When you're in the middle of this big controversy, what's that all about? So anyway, we'll play you the answer here in just a moment. First, I have to tell you about rig jobs, like really, really, really good rig jobs. The rig team at MBI Energy is growing. They have immediate openings now for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. And let me tell you about MBI. They are committed to safety. Job satisfaction is really important to them. It's not lip service. They had national recognition for safety excellence, recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. So safety is your top priority. They have excellent pay, the benefits, monthly housing allowance. How about that? Training, advanced opportunities. So floor hand, derrick hand, rig operator, supervisor, want to grow your career with an established local company, then you want MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com. You can apply online today. Tony is traveling North 83 and has a comment for us on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Tony. You're first to go today.
Hey, Scott. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. You know, I got to listen to it yesterday when you had Heidi on, and I had to listen to it. I always give everybody the benefit of the doubt, you know, and I heard about it. And when I got home, I kind of watched it, her apology that was on TV, you know, and so I turned off the volume, just kind of the same thing that she did to Kavanaugh, you know, and I watched her mouth move, you know, and stuff like that. I tell you what, it's a good thing that her boat is really sinking. It's just another hole. She's going down the tubes, and I'm so sorry for these ladies. And how did they get these names? There's so many unanswered questions. These poor people.
Well, I know this much.
By the Democrats. I don't know what.
Chris Berg on Point of View last night, which airs on West Dakota Fox at 9:30 and 6:30 on KX4. He had a woman who was wrongly named. She was not a sex offender at all. Sex assault victim at all. Her name was just plugged in there. You know, so she's wrong on many fronts. Didn't say okay to be on there and not a sexual assault victim. Anyway, she said that she uncovered the way she believes she got on the list because she was tagged on somebody else's Facebook post some time ago about a sexual assault, you know, story of some kind. So literally, if you're pulling people that are tagged, you know, on Facebook, yeah, which, you know, people do all the time, hey, I want you to see this, or, you know, it just doesn't mean anything. But she tagged, and that's how she gets on the list. I mean, that's like Rookieville. If somebody did that, should not only be fired, they should be publicly shamed. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
It is. It is. You know, and then I don't know how they can even get these names, though. I mean, who would post that anyway? Oh, yeah, I've been a sex leader. They don't do that. You know,
yeah.
I don't understand it. It's just, and I feel so sorry for those ladies. And getting all these, you know, that she's doing, she's taking all these groups of people and what she's, just like they do with Kavanaugh, all these people were shouting at him. That's their rapport now.
What it is what you're talking about is that pink hat wearing Planned Parenthood, you know, professional protester crowd, and they've been here too. They actually asked Congressman Kramer if he would do a coffee with Kramer, and he said, "Yeah, name the place and time." He actually said, "I'll go to you. We'll do it in your time, and you can be there." And they were there, and I had chills going up my back because I was so freaked out about these people and how vile they were. It was just unbelievable, screaming and hollering and everything else. Now, my point is, I think that Heidi Heitkamp thinks all women think like that, right?
Yeah,
I think she
absolutely
thinks that's all one big group that they all think like. And my point is, you don't know North Dakota, lady. You don't know North Dakota because that might be 5% of North Dakotans, but it doesn't represent all. But that's how she gets in trouble because she, you know, thinks it's a good idea to write a letter and slap a bunch of names on there and say, oh, yeah, you hate Kevin Kramer too, don't you? Yeah, great, good for you. Well, they don't is the problem.
Yes. Yep. You know, the other day, I'll let it get off, and I know you got a busy day. Hey, the other day, she was down at Gwinner, North Dakota, and she was in the lobby shaking hands, and one of the guys was going in and was going to shake her hand, and he said to her, "Hey, I'd shake your hand, but that might be classified as sexual assault." And he didn't do it, and he walked away. It was a thing out there. I read it on the news. I don't know.
I heard that, too. I heard that, too, and I applaud that person for, you know, being
no
bold
kidding.
Enough to...
But anyway,
no.
I'm going to let you go, my friend. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, Tony. I also got a kick out of Tony. I assume he's telling us the truth, that he, you know, turned the sound down. That was the most ridiculous thing ever. Judge Kavanaugh, with his distinguished judicial record, doesn't get a vote from Heidi Heitkamp, who represents a state where the overwhelming majority of people support Kavanaugh, because she turned down the sound and didn't like the body language. Didn't believe him. You can't even make this up. I mean, I wonder if it's even true. I mean, the sound might have been down, but she'd probably be doing other things in the office. And yeah, I don't know. Look at that. I'm not sure he's telling the truth. Whew. But hilarious story there. Appreciate it. Mark, in Park River, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, good morning, and thank you. Working on our farm and had a thought about what was being transpiring in Washington, D.C. With Kavanaugh's hearing. It seems like it's virtually the same thing, but when you have problems on the farm, you try to fix it. And I'm not trying to say that Heidi's a bad person, but I think she's got an opportunity to see the writing on the wall and do something in league with what Collins did from Maine. And that would be to go on the floor of the Senate, make this apology, and honestly tell the truth about what the Democrats are doing to bring up this ballsy Ford and make a spectacle of that poor lady and try to bring down Kavanaugh. It's exactly what was happening here, and it just... She's going to go out. There's no question about it in the polls. She's out, but she could make one last glorious little thing for the state of North Dakota and for the good of our nation. Tell about this awful campaign that the Democrats are waging to cause all of this hatred and this division, and just call a spade and say, you know what? We've done it wrong, and we apologize, all of us. And maybe if she could even legally go in and change her vote for Kavanaugh, that'd be no big deal. But I think it's time for her to take one last stand, do the right thing for North Dakota and our nation, and try to put an end to some of this violence that's going on. I think, and I'll let you speak. Thank you.
Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I hear what you're saying. I don't think it's going to happen, but I am asking the question, what should happen? And you've got a suggestion that works as well as anything. If she loses on Election Day, needs to do what, you know, Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, and their spouses have done, and that's cash in. So to do what you're suggesting would go there and sort of say, hey, I'm going to throw the party under the bus. Here's what's going on. Here's what happened. I just don't think she's going to do it. Too beholden to Chuckie Schumer. More of your calls after this.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They made a commitment that they would show the entire world the results of their investigation.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after he meets with top Saudi Arabian officials on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
I said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation. We'll all see the results of that.
Turkish officials say Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Reports are Saudi officials will end up saying it was because of an interrogation gone wrong. More than a dozen people are dead, about 50 people injured in a blast at a school in Russian-annexed Crimea. And it's now legal to buy recreational marijuana in Canada with a new law taking effect at midnight in each of its time zones. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Really, really good deal here today. 2014 Ford Explorer, four-wheel drive, four-door limited. Now, listen to this deal. It's from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You got that? Two great stores. Bismarck, Valley City. This week's featured vehicle, the Valley City store, a deal you will not believe. Another one-owner local trade. I laugh because they're all one-owner local trades, it seems, at Pucklich. So this is a 2014 Ford Explorer, four-wheel drive, four-door limited. So if you're seeking a roomy, a versatile, technically advanced SUV, comfortable, fuel-efficient, a Ford Explorer is for you. It features an upscale cabin, abundant high-tech features, comfortable ride, top crash test scores. That's important. You ever check those when you're looking for a car? Fuel-efficient, turbocharged, four-cylinder engine, strong turbocharged V6, and more. On the lot, get a load of this. Four-door limited Ford Explorer, $24,995. But wait, they lop a grand off when you tell them you heard about it from yours truly. Hey, I heard about it. What's on your mind? Take that $1,000 off. $23,836. Hop online, check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop at the showroom, see it for yourself. 721 West Main in Valley City, online, PucklichValleyCity.com, and, of course, Pucklich.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They got it for you. There you go. All right, 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Dean in Bismarck, who's been waiting the longest. Other calls, welcome. You can call us at 258-0550, any 701 number. Easy way to get us is just 258-0550, okay? Toll free at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-367-2054, or me, I guess, because that's my number. His number is 701-226-8503.
If you want to text me, it's God's number. Maybe he'll forward it, maybe not. I don't know, but, you know, whatever.
We love texts. Texter says, you hit the nail on the head a while ago. The reason she came on your show, as well as others, for the very first time is for one reason. Damage control. This is triage, and it's nakedly obvious. I don't care her motivations, honestly. There was one thing she said in my question about why now that I want to ask you if I'm being a little too sensitive about. But Congressman Kevin Cramer, the full hour talk radio town hall, heard every Wednesday with any question, any comment, welcome, by email, by text, by phone. Laying on us coming up next hour. Dean in Bismarck, let's get to you. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
That's me. How are you?
Pretty good.
Scott, you know what? They talked about it this morning on the Fox News channel TV about Heidi.
No, I'm here. It is getting some national attention. You're absolutely right. You know, CNN did something on it. A couple of the national radio talk shows talking about it. So I don't think this is done as far as national coverage is concerned.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Dean. Glad you caught that for us. We appreciate it. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I haven't been able to call in quite some time, but I had a couple of thoughts and questions on Measure 3, and maybe you could address after I go through a couple of these things. I finally got one of the mailers from Bob Weefald's group, you know, the opposition to Measure 3, and I had some stats in there. One of them was 50% of all traffic fatalities, people tested positive for THC. So I think it's a little misleading. What they're trying to assume is, you know, 50% of traffic fatalities are a direct result of marijuana consumption. Somebody can test positive for marijuana up to 3 months after they ingest. They actually end up pouring a metabolite in their bloodstream. So just because a person had that in their system, it does not mean they were intoxicated at the time of driving. The other thing they're not telling you is other factors included. Was the person high on heroin? Was they consumed alcohol? My point on this is that marijuana can be part of a bad decision, just like firearms can be a part of a bad decision. A couple other things here. How much control do we actually have over the illegal marijuana trade in North Dakota? Just because you see law enforcement pulling 10 pounds or 20 pounds over on the interstate, how much of it is actually making it to a market that you have zero control over, and you're not doing anything to enforce it other than what you can find out about? And then you had a guy yesterday. He called up and said he had lost friends to marijuana. I'm not sure if he's making the assumption that marijuana killed his friends, but that is either just an ignorant statement or he is willfully lying.
Wait, I'm going to let you better call him other listeners ignorant. What he was saying, as I recall, is that friends of his, he saw start on marijuana as a gateway drug to other things that ultimately led to addictions that cost their life. So he didn't like the idea that, and that's well known too. I mean, marijuana is a gateway drug. It ends up leading some people, not everybody, but some people to other drugs. So, I mean, I don't think we should dismiss his comment is what I'm saying.
I won't dismiss his comment, but as far as it being a gateway drug, do you know who you have to talk to get marijuana? Somebody who sells illicit drugs, plural drugs. They're not selling exclusively marijuana. They're selling other drugs.
Are you going to provide me with some research that says if it's legal, then there'll never be interaction with anybody that sells, other drugs, so therefore there's nothing to worry about? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that you're looking for absolute zero chances of other illicit drugs being a part of society. That is completely unreasonable.
No, what I'm looking at is research that says if I take marijuana and I don't get the high that I want to get anymore, I go to a different drug, it can lead to other things. It does. So, what you're trying to give me is the Pollyanna answer that, oh, it's no big deal, it's fine, it's okay. And I'm telling you, the research is exactly the opposite.
Take this into account. Take this into account. If that's the case, if what you're saying is true, then how come anybody who has tried to smoke a cigarette isn't a heroin addict by now? Because there is a buzz that comes with nicotine, and if we're constantly trying to get better and better and better on that buzz, how come everybody who smokes cigarettes isn't into hard illicit drugs? That is a fallacy. It's just not true. I don't care if there's statistics on it. Those statistics are paid for by people who are in opposition to this. So instead of just kind of towing the company line on this one, do your research. I mean, don't just become an echo chamber for people who are against this without actual research behind it.
My point is, I think you've proven the point that everybody's going to play this how they want to play it to try and influence people by saying, the reason it's a gateway drug is because people buy marijuana from people that sell illicit drugs, so they're going to the drugstore, no pun intended, and able to get other things. That's why it happens. That's about as fast as loose as you can get with the defense of why Measure 3 is okay. You know what I like to do? Shut off all the noise. All the noise of this, that, and that stat, and everything else, and say, do I want a drug now illegal in the state of North Dakota? Do I want a drug federally illegal? Do I want a drug that could mean more people are on the road under the influence, more people are at work under the influence? And the answer is no. I don't care how many stats you throw at me. It's common sense, Brian. Absolute 100% common sense. It's a bad idea all the way around. Now, you could spin it to say, well, it's better than that, and it's better than this, and, you know, I get all that, and, you know, just not buying what you're selling. That's all. But I do appreciate the dialogue, and that's why I gave you a good opportunity to give me many of your stats. So appreciate the call. 20 before I 10. Let's play this because I want some feedback on this, too, related to Heidi Heitkamp's answer to us on why she chose yesterday as a reason to call us and say we want to get on the show. After hundreds of requests, ignoring this audience, why it is now she decided to do this. There were a couple things in this that I bristled at, and I don't know if I'm, you know, unfairly taking offense to this, and I want to give you a chance to tell me whether I'm right or wrong, okay? Just like I'd like to know what you think ought to happen now with Heidi Heitkamp. She's admitted a major, major screw-up. This is putting her campaign in crisis mode right now, 20 days till an election. That's all behind us. We need some accountability. Supposedly somebody was fired, but then they didn't tell us who was fired, so I don't like those games. But, you know, that'll sort itself out. What should happen as a result of it? That's my other question. All right, here is my question and her answer yesterday related to, you know, why now? Not for me, not for any of us at the you know, the radio stations we serve, but for the listeners. What is the problem?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to, because I want to spend some time apologizing to many of the people that live in the Bismarck-Mandan area. I don't want to detract from that. But in the past, I think I felt that that wasn't really fair and that a lot of the things that get said on the radio show, you know, this becomes a back and forth without a real dialogue and a real opportunity to move forward. The reason why I'm on calling today is I think that the criticism that anyone can levy against the campaign today is legitimate, and that it's important that when people have legitimate criticism that we confront it and we have a conversation about it.
Yeah, all right, so there's her answer. Now, two things in that. First, at the very beginning, she said, well, I wanted to talk to victims specifically in Bismarck-Mandan. But what about the rest of the state? The heck with them? So that was a little odd, I think, suggesting, you know, there's just a Bismarck-Mandan audience here. You know, I don't know where she gets that. So that's odd. And I wouldn't say it out loud because you're basically saying, you know, I'm worried about victims in Bismarck-Mandan, but what about the rest of the state? A little odd. The second thing she said was that she questioned, you know, fairness and wanted more of a back and forth and dialogue. Todd, how else do you get a back and forth and a dialogue? Like Kevin Cramer, every week for an hour, what does he have when callers call? What does he have when I ask him a question about this or that or a text comes in? Isn't that a back and forth dialogue?
Sounds like it, yeah. Conversation, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, to cite as your reason to not come on that, you know, things are said that are not fair, and I don't know what
you
can't control
about. The callers, I mean, when people call and ask, I mean, we have no control.
Right, but I mean, if somebody called and said, you know, she's a heathen, I'd say, wait a minute, you can't say she's a heathen.
Well, right, we're always respectful.
So I don't know where, you know, and again, unfair to what? And the last thing really put this into perspective for me when she said, you know, but you know what, this criticism that's coming because of this letter and this thing right now, it's legitimate. Oh, wait a minute. So you decide what's legitimate. I was thinking you work for the voters. They're the constituents. You're the employee. And, you know, if you arbitrarily decide, well, that's legitimate criticism, I guarantee you there's not going to be much that are going to be in that category. This one's obvious.
I was going to say, it's hard to get around with that one. What that, yeah, you're that 100, happened. I mean, come
120,
on.
120 people on a list, and some of them without permission, some of them identified as sexual assault victims that are not. That's a big problem. But
yeah,
look,
that's legitimate, yes.
You don't get to decide what's legitimate criticism.
Amen.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Number two, which is quite the feat. Normally, you don't jump up and down and say, we're number two, but I tell you what, when you're up against Texas. And you've defeated, California and Alaska and so many other major oil players. It's a big deal. And North Dakota is second in oil production in America. A big contributor to what's happening right now, this energy renaissance going on right now. All of this chronicled very well at energyofnorthdakota.com. Check that out, energyofnorthdakota.com, because talent, resources being used wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. It is it's darn important. Speaking of talent, the folks at Go Wireline are looking for folks that can go to work, equal opportunity employer, offering industry-leading benefits, competitive wages. Wireline engineers, operators for crane operators. Now, candidates must be at least 21 years of age, have, or be eligible to have a Class B driver's license, no prior felony convictions, and able to pass drug and alcohol screening. Find out more about all that at gowireline.com/careers. On what's on your mind. So I want to know if you think the comments from Senator Heitkamp about the show, this is legitimate criticism now, this letter, so therefore, come on, because legitimate criticism is chilling to you. I just, like, okay, you decide what's, and a little disrespectful as well, I think. And the idea that we're not fair could be solved by you being here and having a dialogue. You want more of a dialogue? Come on. So, Karen in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to ask my question for Kevin Cramer ahead of time. When Canada joined the new NAFTA agreement...
Okay, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You want to ask it ahead of time, so you're like asking me to ask him for you kind of deal?
If you will.
Oh, okay. All right. So back to Canada and the new NAFTA.
Yes. It was said that that means a better market for dairy cows from the United States, which, for example, would be from, like, North Dakota and Minnesota. But I haven't heard very many details. I'd like him to go into details about that.
All right, so we're talking about the dairy market being better for dairy farmers here, North Dakota and Minnesota, in the opening up the markets to Canada from the new NAFTA. You want some meat on the bones, no pun intended on that, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, we'll ask him for sure. You can also text in your questions for Congressman Cramer. That's real simple. 367-2054 is a way to text me. Todd is 258-0550. Texter says, when I heard Heidi yesterday, it sure sounded like she was trying to get people to feel sorry for her that this happened to her campaign. What did you think, Todd? Did you think it sounded like she was trying to get people to feel sorry for her that this happened?
I thought a little bit, yeah.
I
thought she was trying to, by implication, not necessarily a blatant statement, but trying to be a victim herself in all this. And I don't know, maybe it's a rogue person in the campaign. I don't know, but...
Well, she sounded...
She did say it's her name on the bottom line and all
that,
so...
I think she did a pretty good job of owning it. She didn't
try to
say it was somebody else's deal. As far as the, you know, how she sounded, I guess that's impossible, right? Is this sort of feigning the, oh, this is mad, it's really bad? Or is it, you know, I'm talking like this because I'm really upset and this is a mess? And, you know, I who knows? You know, I really don't know, but...
Well, she sounded like a rather defeated person, really.
She did, yeah, yeah.
Which, and who wouldn't be in that situation?
Exactly. And I'm just going to assume it was sincere, that it was that she is, you know, genuinely upset about it. I think that's the best approach.
Oh, I no question.
Joe High Camps, I think that's somebody trying to having a little play on names.
A good old speech to text tool there. Probably
trying to divert things and Trump calling her horse face. I see. Yeah. Well, look, that's what you do when you're part of another campaign and you try and change the story.
Texter brings up a great point. Wasn't what happened a HIPAA violation?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't.
That's an angle I hadn't thought about.
It'd have to be a healthcare organization. Yeah, good point. I don't know. Trust me, it sounds like that's going to play out in court, right? It's going to play out in court.
That's a card that really hasn't come up much, but could.
Daniel, I need some names here because I only have a minute to go. So if you can slap some names on the callers there, I'd appreciate it so we can try and squeeze a couple of those in before I finish the text here. Did you notice when she spoke yesterday, she could now suddenly understand how these women felt, and their anger and outrage is completely understandable, yet the reason she voted no on Kavanaugh was about temperament. She doesn't think he should be able to express his emotions freely when being drugged through
the mud. Well, you think that was temperament.
With the absolutely no evidence, another clear reason to vote her out, disgusting, says that texter. Mike Fargo, you're next. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I got a question about Heidi was on yesterday, and Wasn't there some law that was passed a couple of years ago? I think it was like Marcy's Law or something that prevents government officials from releasing personal information on people that are abused or sexually or whatever, so that their abusers aren't able to get that information.
Yeah, I don't remember the particulars of Marcy's Law, but it was very much a victim's protection act, right? So that's certainly plausible. I don't remember the details of that, but it could be more, I guess another tool, if you will, of these people who have been wronged by Heidi Heitkamp and slapped on this list so that she could hope to gain some traction against a political opponent. That, to me, is the most outrageous thing, but good point on Marcy's Law. Thanks.
Northern Plains, yeah. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.